What's up, guys? Before we get into this week's episode...
Holy cow, we have a promo code.
Yes, we do. We let you... Well, I let you know about it last week, but this is our first time actually being able to do a little intro together, so yeah. Why the fuck not instead of reusing the same one?
But yeah, this is a big help out for anybody who's into pop cult pins.
Yeah, so if you go to popcultpins.com and... check out all the cool different hat pins and things that he has on there. He has a...
I mean, they're not just hat pins. They're everyday pins. So, I mean, any pin you want. But the way they're made is what's particularly
with
special.
With laser beams.
Exactly.
Do you like lasers, Aaron?
Lasers.
These are one of a kind. Nobody else is doing this. So it's like the... And the detail is amazing.
Well, and he's got everything from, you know, Captain America's shield to... Labyrinths.
Yeah, and any sort of a game controller. I saw a few game controllers.
Yes, definitely. So if you want to get in on this, it goes until the end of October if you use the promo code KeepItNerdy. And now this is on the actual website only, not on the Etsy store, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, so you have to go to popcultpins.com.
Yes. So do that, and get your shit, and you'll get free shipping. Nerdy. What's up, guys? Welcome to yet another episode of the Nerd Offensive.
Hello, hello.
We keep going strong here, and tonight we get, or well, I guess it's not night, is it?
No,
it's middle
of
the day.
No, this is one of the rare occasions we're doing it in the morning, besides at cons and stuff.
Yeah, I'm so used to being at nighttime. Mm-hmm. But today, we've got Fatty McFatterson here with us.
Oh, wow. You changed it on the last moment. I thought you were going to go with Fatty McFatfat.
Yeah, it was a little too long, so I decided to short it up a little bit.
Fatty McFerguson.
Fucking clay-aching looking motherfucker.
How's it going, Fatty? No, I mean, so obviously it's my brother Ryan's from Stone Sports.
Stone Sports.
And also currently from the Fantasy Football League that I am whooping his ass in.
That's surprising.
We haven't even played yet.
Right. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you did. You were the first game.
My first game.
Your first victim. Okay.
Yes, my first of many victims.
I forgot. It was many weeks ago. My team's coming along.
But you did beat Sean at least.
Yeah, finally knocked him off his high horse.
I have lost two games, and that was...
Were you the one that ended
his streak?
And then I lost to you, so...
Yeah, bitch. Whoop, whoop. 5-0. Who would have seen
nerd
that shit?
Abilities.
I didn't
count it as
shit.
Cheating. Yeah.
Running like the Chiefs, undefeated.
I didn't use shit. I just looked at numbers based off of projected and what they did last year, and... went with that like a smart. Whoa, I didn't even realize I had this in my hand.
Wow, the magic,
right?
It's magic in the air. See, you're just amazing. It's like you're undefeated in fantasy football, and you just got a bull waiting too. And I just
fuck yeah,
one going. Oh shit, choking on one right now.
A fat dick.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. Wow.
But you guys are faring a lot better.
Yeah. Damn right.
I've been getting kind of...
Sean didn't draft a receiver until like the 8th round, and somehow he drafted a pretty good receiving core.
And he did his defense, what, 3rd, 4th round?
I wanted that defense.
I wanted that defense. But Gurley's been huge this year, man. Gurley was a steal.
Fournette has been tearing it up for me, especially last week, 41
fucking
points.
Yeah, I honestly thought Christian McCaffrey would be the better... Jacksonville is a...
Carolina just needs to work on their offensive line a little bit.
He got his first touchdown last week, so...
Yeah, nobody's getting much...
Carolina's...
Joys. But I'm hoping to do a lot better this week, so...
As we all are.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm not sure if I've played the team that hasn't won a single game yet. I think that might have been 2 weeks ago.
That's my boy, Oaky Dad.
Yeah, I think I did play him already.
This is his first time playing fantasy, too.
Okay.
This is a pretty...
Wait, I thought he played last year. Or did he just inherit a team and not change the name?
Yeah. No, Oaky took over. Or there was a couple guys that, like the guy you're playing this week, fences and
or bushes.
I don't understand, but
I was like, things people jump over to escape the police.
I think I asked him last time I seen him, and I don't remember. It was still pretty stupid. But he also kept the six that Timmy had had.
Oh, he took over Timmy's old
team.
Yeah,
he took Tim.
I got a House Stark this week.
He's having a
I'm projected for more points, so we'll see.
He's gotten much better, man. He's a good guy.
All I know is he used to be irritating as fuck play on
Dude,
Xbox.
Dude, if me and him get along now, you would definitely get along with him. He got me a 2-week ban and shit. So.
Whatever, I don't get along with you.
You're a douche, though.
Exactly.
Douche new.
Exactly.
A bag of douche. Or do douches come in boxes?
I don't know.
They
I've never
do.
Bought
you saw Sausage
douche.
Party. He came in a box.
Oh, yeah, he did come in a box.
Huh? And then he broke out
the
box.
I remember that. I bought Sausage
That was
party,
totally Jason Mantzoukas.
No, that was Nick Kroll.
Really?
Nick Kroll.
Huh. Sound like Mantzoukas.
I
won't look at food the same.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think Jason Mantzoukas was in that movie. I've seen or I've listened to enough How Did This Get Made?
Right.
To, it's like, oh man, I think I've but yeah, no. Never mind. I forgot. I was like thinking more Jason Mantzoukas stuff, but I was like,
very
I don't really
insightful.
Have any updates. He's just appearing in a lot of stuff lately.
So speaking of Jason, happy belated Friday the 13th.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
For us that was last night, and for you guys it was almost I don't know when this is coming out.
Yeah.
Probably Tuesday, but
half a week ago.
Shut up, Ryan.
Very professional.
But hopefully
the guy that's here to learn how to edit his podcast
because
his ex-girlfriend won't do it for him anymore. I'm surprised you can figure out how to work an Xbox.
He just says, Cortana, record that.
That bitch never records that.
Mine has
me.
Started
That's
listening funny. A lot better since this
really?
Latest
mine got
update.
Significantly worse.
Really?
That bitch
go through and
doesn't...
do the calibration again.
Yeah. She just ignores me. She's like a typical woman. No offense, women.
And it's supposed to... you're supposed to be able to use it with the headset and stuff now, too.
Well, I'm usually in parties, but I don't know.
Well, it should
as long
still...
as it work, that'd be cool. Because I've just had to, you know, do the double tap. X or whatever the fuck.
I'm slowly moving my way up in the preview program, so I'm getting more of these updates and new features. So I don't know what people have and I have that are different yet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you play Xbox anymore?
Sometimes. I haven't been on in a while.
Yeah.
I just, I get home so late.
I've been trying to play Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I still need to update the new shit.
Is it still having issues?
Still, dude. It's horrible.
Did you get any of the, beach wear or whatever?
Yes, I run around in a bikini constantly. She was asking me about it earlier. She's like, do they make you run around in that? I'm like, no, I chose to.
Some little slut.
Fuck yeah.
Right? That shit's funny.
It sucks though the new character doesn't get swimwear. Want to see the Chong-looking character running around. In
that basically is swimwear. He's wearing shorts and a Hawaiian t-shirt.
Kind of, yeah.
It basically is his swimwear.
See,
he's
that's
probably
a game that I'm a gamer. For
I
sure.
would be able to play it daily if it played smoothly. Mm-hmm. I still, in the past couple days, have had it constantly lagging. And then I'm sick and tired of... It seems like every time I finally get to play as Jason, I kill someone, game ends, because that person was the host and got butt hurt. Seems like every fucking time I'm Jason, that happens.
That's irritating.
It's like if that they need to make it to where it migrates the host.
Exactly.
Like the only way it should end the game when someone leaves is if Jason.
But even then, just
that'd be a little hard because if like somebody's already dead or something,
yeah, that's
you know.
True.
So I could understand if
or
Jason,
if someone's already dead, maybe.
Yeah, kind of like how if you're dead, you can come back as Tommy Jarvis.
Yeah, something
which
like that.
I guess they're supposed to be making Tommy more powerful.
He's already the most powerful character there is.
I guess they're supposed to be making him, you know, just a little bit more. Oh,
that'd be cool.
I was playing last night. I don't know what the fuck.
Will the shotgun get more than one shot? Maybe. Maybe
that hasn't happened yet. But I wish team killing was still active. Oh, last night I needed it so bad.
There's some scandalous bitches out there, I bet.
No, so we were all standing at the car. The key, I had the keys. The other person just put in the battery, and the person that was putting in the gas just kept standing there and purposely fucking up to start over. and then starting over, and then starting until Jason fucking showed up. So basically, they're setting everyone up to die.
Damn.
It's like, you son of a bitch. So I even tried shooting it with a shotgun. Like, God damn it, I need to kill you. Could have gotten away if it wasn't for them. Ask her, I was yelling about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they were probably helping each other. I can see
had
that.
Had to have, yeah.
You know, that's what she was saying. They were probably buddies in real life.
Because so I definitely think that they went after me and the other person before he went after that person.
He's like, hey, I'll show you where everybody is. Come here. They're over here. Kill me last.
Yeah, because it seems like nobody does game chat in that game anymore.
Oh, a lot of times, yeah. Because some of the players, it's like it says they're mic'd up, but they're not talking. So it's like, no, this game needs to be one of those games where everybody has to be able to communicate with each other.
I mean, kind of. I mean,
unless you want the chat is a dick award every time. Escape by yourself.
I really wish Destiny would make it to where I could do where it had quick play for the raids and stuff, so you didn't have to jump in with six random people or wait in. So they made this thing to where it's kind of like quick play, but it's not quick at all. So that you can play the raids, because the raid you need six people, and in order to get into it, you either have to look in that looking for game thing on Xbox Live or have a clan or something. So they added a thing where you can jump in with another clan, and they'll walk you through how to do it. The lobby for that is always over an hour. Who the fuck is gonna wait an hour in a lobby just to fucking do it? It's like, my gaming time is limited as it is. I'm not going to fucking spend an hour waiting to play.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, especially when you're going to pay to be able to fix a lot of these bugs, even though they keep saying every day there's improvements, but really there's not. And I definitely want to...
Right.
Yeah, and you'd think they'd fix it by now.
Well, and with the physical copy coming out yesterday, too, you would expect it to be smoother, but that's probably why there was so much more lag, because there was more people playing that.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
we're waiting for the physical copy.
And they were all getting on again. It was day one all over again. Everybody just logging on to this browser at once.
Is the disc pretty cool for that?
I have no idea. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I thought I figured it.
They didn't
cool.
really have any.
It's been so long since I've seen an actual game disc.
Yeah, they didn't really have any special editions or anything
How
coming
long
out.
Do you
never. I give them maybe five more years.
You think that long?
There's
even?
Certain locations, though, that I think could keep it rocking, but people are always going in.
But
and
if
out
you
of
notice,
stuff.
Too, a lot of them have a lot of their space that used to be dedicated to games is now dedicated to crap.
Oh, all the Funko stuff and the. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of replicas.
Yeah, like
stuff.
Knickknacks and clothing.
Yeah, they're starting to sell a lot more. Just like the stuff that they sell on. What's the website that they're part of or teamed up with or bought or whatever? ThinkGeek.
Oh, really?
They're basically a retail shop for ThinkGeek at this point.
Yeah, and they have a lot
and they
of
also
stuff
sell video games.
Well, that explains why their merch has gotten better.
Yeah, from their points.
Ish.
The shit you can get for the
oh,
points.
Oh, yeah.
And
some
they have
of
a lot
that
of
stuff
like that. I think I've seen those Pikachu slippers.
It's like, hey, people didn't even want this to get with points. We're going to try and sell it to you again.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how a lot of people keep their Xbox Live going, too. They probably just save up, keep getting like 3 months here and three months there.
The only thing I could really think of me going in.
Right.
Because games, it's just easier.
I've been thinking about canceling the 1X order and just going with an S.
Why is that?
Yeah, well, I don't need the 4K, really, and it's half the price.
Yeah, and it'll probably be a thing.
And so. I think I could probably wait for... I mean, I'm not going to get the cool fucking day one edition, or the Scorpio edition.
It comes out when November,
there's
right?
so many different bundles and so many cool-looking S's that you can get now.
Yeah.
The only reason I really wanted to upgrade anyways is because the HDMI port going out on this one, and it's sounding like it's going to lift off into orbit when I go into some games.
Something like that.
Because I want to spend the $100 and not have a one. I'll send it in once I get a new one.
Just borrow the rents one. They don't ever use it. That's what I did.
You're right, touche, right? But, I mean, technically, even an S is an upgrade from this one since it's one of the originals.
Right.
They don't even make this one anymore. They stopped manufacturing it.
Which is exactly
what probably why they actually fixed yours and sent it back rather than sending a new one like usual.
Yeah, because I opened it and it was still kind of like, oh, son of a bitch. It's the same damn Xbox. They're supposed to send me a new one.
That's funny.
What was wrong with it was just the
I forget.
The laser went out, or
no? There was multiple things, but it just everything just kind of deleted. It was weird, man.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Huh?
That's not cool. Yeah. Good thing for the everything saves in the cloud now.
Yeah, and then they had me do like a hard reset, and it wouldn't work at all after that. So
oh shit!
But now it's
well,
fixed,
I'm sure they completely cleaned it out and did a whole full refurbish on it for the $100. It's over $100 now, isn't it? Like $120.
No, they comped me.
Oh, nice.
Because they felt like
they helped cause it to be worse.
A little bit, yeah, and the lady was super cool. Like they were real. She could tell I was frustrated. I was in the middle of a fuck app, and I thought it was like the power. And the
I have people to kill.
Haven't got banned again lately?
No, not yet. Nice. I was team kill douchebags wanting to come in and team kill me, so kept RPG in the ground and getting back into the game and doing it again. So we'll see if anything comes from that. But
you got to say some weird shit.
And
banned
had
much,
some kids sending messages calling Soraya a faggot, so I reported them.
Oh,
got
yeah.
message back from Xbox saying they took action on it.
Yeah, because that's a slur.
That's
man.
The biggest thing. Get me and to stay in parties.
It's so. The less proof they have, the better.
Yeah. Those are the easy ones.
Yeah, if they actually have the message, yeah. Like, fuck you.
Exactly. So, but they haven't fixed the whole group of people reporting a person.
Yeah, that's
kind of.
They should be able to go in and actually look, see, make sure the people actually
They're
played with you.
They're supposed to be able
you,
to. That's what the whole
really.
Microsoft team. Not once have I ever gotten an appeal.
Oh, bullshit. Fucking. The short time that.
You get the chance to appeal?
Cause
yeah, but I've never seen it.
They don't
actually
hire people that do that. They just have people like me that they send it to. Like people that sign up to.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Because I actually went for like a week. I was like, yeah, fuck this. This is stupid.
That's why when people just. Yeah, like you said, write me.
You just
alone,
need
like
to have a backup
Steven
account.
And shit,
right.
Yeah. That's yeah, but then you get sucks. And
that's very true.
Your ranking, so it's
right. I mean, and the only thing you're banned from is live, so it's not like you can't just keep playing games.
But that's when you realize you want to play the most. It's when you can't. It's like anything.
Once
frustrating.
You get done with the mode, a story mode in Call of Duty.
Yeah, well, I never really play the story modes in any game. That's why I haven't started Destiny. Everyone wants me to start Destiny.
Oh, you just only want to do online.
It really doesn't take that long to get. To get powered up.
I'll have to bring my... Because I do love Bungie, so I think...
And you have the new map,
I like
right?
it. And the more the people that I can get into it, the more people I can actually fucking have to do raids and shit with.
Yeah.
Like, there's a mission to get a gun that I can't do without a second fucking person.
But the new Madden, you have the new Madden.
Oh, absolutely. I play the shit out of that game.
What, did you do the storyline
thing?
Did you
buy it physically?
Thing?
Yeah, I've beat that day one.
What is that all about?
Exactly. I go through as a it's been a while since
quarterback,
I can't remember their
right?
names. Yeah, as the quarterback, and you have your buddy Colt.
So his past is
it's
just
a lot
drills.
More like playing, like just watching a movie than it is playing. Like you play like three different games.
Is
really.
That how they teach you how to play? Is through
Not
this
really,
movie?
No. The only thing it teaches you is how to do this stupid like dead on passing with left trigger, where you can control.
So
exactly
kind of a new mechanic for the game.
Yeah, but it's like it's fucking. I hate it. It's easy in the story mode. You try and do that shit in a game or franchise mode or online, you're going to get picked every time. Between me and Rob, we're fucking brilliant on defense, but the offense is so hard in the new Madden, it's unreal. So the story mode, overall, it's definitely the new, I think it's Frostbite. We just in our rants that we do every week, the Madden rating updates. Like, I don't know if they just have fuckers that don't watch. Like, because they fluctuate. They update it after each game each week. And, like, for instance, Matthew Stafford has gone down. He hasn't played great, but... And then there's people that skyrocket by 10 because they had one good game and shit. So the overalls just fluctuate way too often.
Probably the same people running the fantasy football stuff.
Yeah, it just seems like people...
Somebody behind a computer.
No football. Like, the Lions' backup free safety... Or backup strong safety is an 85 overall. Our starters are 79. It's weird.
It's weird. Why would they, that's weird placement.
Yeah. I don't know.
And is he on injured reserve or something? Because I know some of those games now. It's like when somebody's injured, they won't let you play them at all.
Yeah, exactly. They actually like you in past Maddens, you've been able to put hurt guys back in. Once they go on that IR, you can't use them the rest of the
online. And that's fucked up because it's online. A video game, man.
I like it though. I like that aspect to the online game. But
keeping it real,
just,
keeping it real.
And that's where I just these overall players that haven't played worth of shit are still in the 80s, and it's weird.
When Keeping It Real goes wrong, when the backups come in, and you like to play them on Madden, and now you're getting stomped.
overalls and all that, and we typically played on All Pro in past Maddens, and playing on All Pro, how all Madden used to be, so pros plenty good.
So something I wanted to bring up with the about the update, but I kind of forgot until now. So they've pretty much signed the death warrant for the Xbox or for the Kinect with this update, because they've made it to where you can just plug in any camera now, any USB camera now, and it works.
No shit!
Wow!
So you could probably get something with way better quality than the Kinect.
I mean, I'm sure it probably doesn't work for like the games, but for streaming and everything, people actually use it for, because nobody fucking uses it for games.
That's true. Like the Twitch people and stuff will be
they can all use their own cameras. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then the One X doesn't even have a port for it.
Oh, really? It doesn't even come with the Kinect?
No, you have to buy a special adapter if you want to use the Kinect, and then you have to buy the Kinect.
What?
Damn. Yeah, and the adapter alone is $40.
So they don't even want people really.
Yeah, they're pretty much, they're like, yeah, we're done with this. It was failed.
Huh. Wow.
That's the way to do it sometimes.
It doesn't really seem like that whole, you know, I'm just surprised they haven't and it signed me in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
None of it really works out great.
It's great for when you don't have kids and stuff that you don't want just being able to sign into your shit whenever.
Right.
Because then. Next thing you know, it's like they're able to just maybe even. I didn't know what I was doing.
Or download shit they're not supposed to.
Oh, I bought Minecraft.
So much porn.
Damn, I was.
I'm pretty sure it's PlayStation that you can get porn apps on. Everly's creepy.
Oh, there's a little one creeping in the hallway.
And now we're talking about her on the podcast. Fuck, I forgot where I was going with all this bullshit. Right?
We easily get distracted.
That happens a lot. So, let's one adapter, $40, blah, 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 bullshit. Ooh, here's something interesting. The new Halloween movie is going to ignore all the sequels, including two. Now, we knew it was going to ignore most of them, but I figured it would have included two at least.
Since
it's the next night.
That's so weird. So, technically, Jamie Lee Curtis's fourth movie will only be the second movie. Again.
Is she really her master?
What? I don't think that's true.
No, that was never true.
No. So her little...
You have to use your own to stir it up.
Activia. Jesus Christ.
You going to edit that out or...
All right, moving on. Fucking son of a bitch.
What? It was a fair question. I had heard that growing up. So, I, you know, movies where her tits were relevant. I felt weird.
Right. But the thing is, again, with the age difference of that movie, now that this is technically the second movie... It's weird to think that they would use the same mask, and the mask has now aged.
Jesus
by the time
Christ,
this comes
has
out,
it really?
Yeah, I'm by the time this comes out, old. It'll be, this is going to be aged. He's still running around in a mask, and if he was 20 in the first movie, add 40 years to that.
That was like the last one I actually
Well, no, the first one came out in 79.
No, I know, but Michael Myers.
Your mom is 23 years old. Huh. Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It happens a lot.
So now he's...
He'll fuck your shit
like
up.
Like 63 years old running around that mask and jumpsuit.
Evil doesn't age.
Yeah. Evil is like wine. It ages well. Activia, aging just as well.
Do you think?
She's okay.
Long way from True Lies.
I jerked off
her.
It's offensive. You said nerd offensive now, all right?
No, I wasn't saying that. I bet I'm just thinking a lot of people probably jerked off to that movie.
Jamie Lee's tits were great. And
Lindsay Lohan's were pretty good, too.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. Those big old frickly bags of whatever. But now that I know she wasn't really a hermaphrodite.
Right? If you want to see her, it's got Dan Aykroyd.
That's
Trading
like,
Spaces.
Trading like
spaces.
On Home and Garden or some shit.
Which is actually a ripoff of a UK show called Trading Rooms.
Trading Rooms. Scott probably watches that on BBC
all
America.
The time.
No, yeah. But my stepmom and my dad did, and so therefore I had to a few times. And yeah, it was all about just, you know, they would take modeling
in Bailey.
Damn, satellite television. Satellite was the only way to get up there. They don't have like Comcast yet. I don't think, anyway, unless they've dug enough wires to get up there by now.
Yeah. Unless you pay out the
ass. They don't try it on. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been up there.
So. They just have unlimited data.
They probably still got, like, dial-up.
Oh, God. That's the new big thing.
Dude, AOL was the way of life back then.
All those free fucking...
Get off the
free
phone!
20-hour discs.
I'm online!
Well, the worst is being on the phone as someone's trying to get online. Son of a bitch, stop it!
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel now that I... But I'm still excited to see Michael Myers kill somebody.
Yeah, it's always fun watching people die. So while we're on the subject of horror movies, it looks like we're getting basically an X-Men horror.
It's definitely that thriller aspect. Scary, almost.
Oh, definitely. I mean, at least from the trailer, it's shot or was cut more of a, like, more of a horror trailer than typical action movie, so it's definitely not going that route, I don't think.
Yeah, and the cast was decent. The one lady playing... So she knows.
You seen The Gifted yet?
I saw the first episode. I haven't seen anything past that.
I liked the first. Did you catch any of the little Easter eggs or anything that they had in there?
Besides some of the blatant name droppage?
Well, yeah, obviously. But like after he sees Stan Lee, when it shows the sign for the bar, it's Texas Bar, but everything's... burnt out on Tex except for the X. So it's X's bar.
Oh, for Xavier?
Or nice. X-Men. And then the table that they're sitting at when they're having the conversation in the bar, if you look right behind the guy, on the wall is a painting of a Wolverine. I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, hey, look, a fucking Wolverine. There was a few other that I noticed I can't think of right now, but
I
think it's going to be a good show.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, they brought in Blink and stuff. I mean, she was one of the new mutants. That's what
I'm interested to see where they take it with the main family. Their last name is Stryker.
Oh, right. Yeah, because he was. If it's that Stryker, but I don't think it is. And again,
no, but I wonder if that'll play a role at any point.
Right. Well, yeah, because Stryker had a kid. They only said he had a son. And you saw that.
Well, this is supposedly connected to the movie universe, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, yeah.
So far, I like it. It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch it, Ryan.
But it also explains it too, because...
Gifted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because in the X-Men universe, and so if this isn't William Stryker, this is a different Stryker, and William
Maybe
Stryker
there's
had
another
a mutant son
that we don't know of, yeah.
So it means the gene was passed through the father, so... They're technically to blame.
Your face is to blame.
Because his kid's got some crazy powers. She's basically the invisible... What?
Sorry. You don't want... I don't think either of you watch Legends of Tomorrow, right?
Not really.
I couldn't get into it, man. It was the same thing.
They're bringing Constantine in for season 3.
Nice.
That'll be pretty cool.
Is it the same guy?
Nope, same guy from the failed TV show.
Cool.
They had to figure out a way to get him in there, back in there somehow.
And help find
and
this
Captain Cold.
Guy that they've been searching for.
Captain Cold's dead.
Oh, Captain Cold's dead?
Or something now.
They're going to bring him back somehow.
No, that's all done, but they fucked up the timeline really bad and had to fix a bunch of shit now. Yeah, so I like it.
I'm way behind
Jesus. This
season.
Yeah, I'm so far behind.
Yeah.
Well, it's all on Netflix, bitches.
I know.
Again, I don't
Well,
like
I didn't even know. I'm like, oh, fuck, there's so much TV right now.
Yeah, there is a lot to watch right now. I still haven't caught back up on that.
And Fear the Walking Dead. Yeah, it just ended. And,
well, they're finally going to cross the two over.
Oh, are they?
Cool. They're saying like some characters, and that's just...
Yeah, I thought this season was much better than the first
one. Well, and they are actually, it does say here, the two shows will cross over when a character whose identity hasn't been specified from one show makes an appearance in the other.
Oh, okay.
Which I'd imagine it's on Fear, but... Yeah, because I don't...
Man. Yeah, because then that just gives you spoilers that they would have to
keep them
live
alive.
In fear, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it would be in fear.
It would make the most sense,
someone that's probably already dead, like you said, Abraham or someone like that.
Right, it's like Travis shows up out of nowhere. Because
they were traveling on
Walking
before.
Dead.
Or maybe during that time that Daryl took
like,
off.
I got shot in the gut one time, but it was okay. Oh, you want to know how to survive an impact? You get in the fetal position, and if you can survive falling out of a helicopter.
Yeah, no shit.
Dude, your gut's hanging out.
I could totally see it being Morgan.
Oh.
But when would he have gone to Mexico?
Well, there was how many seasons he was gone?
True. But I mean, Abraham and all them were traveling at one point, but I don't remember.
Everybody was traveling at
Rosalita
one point.
Rosalita. She would make the most sense. Rosita, yeah.
That'd be such a lame crossover since she's such a minor character compared to
not anymore.
A lot of the others.
Not now. She's gotten...
Maybe Merle. Who knows? Get some Merle
he
action.
He sold him some meth.
Like, hey, there is Nick. A druggie on the show, so maybe. Yeah.
That would be hilarious. Right? A drug
His
dealer,
name is Nick,
Merle.
Right? He's like, hey, Nick, you want to get back in this? Yeah.
you looking to party?
Right? Because there was a tie-in to the Breaking Bad. Season 2, right? He's digging through Merle's bag for meds after...
Oh, and he finds the blue from Breaking Bad. Fuck yourself. Boom shakalaka.
Tie-ins.
You know I'm just finding shit to go because I'm...
White hair.
Oh, is it that, like, the dad movie where...
Yeah, where he's dating...
Yeah,
Franco's dating his daughter and James Franco's like...
It didn't look like a good movie at all.
Horrible on Rotten Tomatoes, but it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great either. Watchable. I've seen worse, but yeah. Meh.
Yeah.
It just looks pretty funny. Yeah. Like some of those movies. There's one. They got this new movie coming out. John Cena's in it. It's got like John Cena, Leslie Mann. Oh, Ike Barinholtz. The guy from Associated with it. He's the one who jumped out. This is totally not a distraction.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, and this one.
He was on Mad TV?
Yeah.
I remember him on Mad TV.
He was even in a scary movie about other movies.
Oh, yeah.
He was
like the
one who was like
Barrel.
He was Beowulf. Do you want to wrestle? No, but it's called Blockers, but what it was originally called was Cock Blockers.
I kind of figured.
Mm-hmm. Because turns out their daughters are going on this prom thing, and it turns out they're all trying to lose their virginity. They make a virginity pact to lose it. And so they find out by snooping on the internet and shit, having their phones traced and shit. they're just those type of parents. And so they got to figure out ways to do it. And so there's just, they're getting them, gets challenged to a drinking party at one of these kids' houses. And he's like, I challenge you to do a chug off. And he's like, all right, let's do this. And he's like, get ready to drink a beer. He's like, no, that's not how we do this. We're going to butt chug.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And so John Cena has to butt chug in this movie. That shit looks hilarious in the trailer.
And that's why he's leaving the WWE, so he can do butt chugging in movies.
Oh, is he done?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
He hasn't been...
I heard he is getting suspended for violating...
A wellness
the
policy?
Wellness, yeah.
Oh, maybe he was taking some growth hormones. Who knows?
Well, I heard he has, like, a big... Like, a huge group of them or something. I don't know. I was reading that a while ago. But...
All kinds of chaos going on.
Fuck. Yes, I'm fuck. Because is overplayed.
Oh, just one bit of random news.
Your face.
I forgot the new X-Files season.
And...
Yeah, like the last one, I think it'll give the fans what everybody's going to be waiting for that DVD to drop.
I only watched the first couple episodes of that last season they did. It's all right.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I'm not the biggest X-Files fan there is after Robert Patrick.
All right, I found something we can talk about here real quick. It's 13 actors, or 12 actors, or I'm not sure how many, but actors who almost played Batman.
Nice.
Let's see. All right. First one we got here. Josh Brolin.
Ooh, for which one? Christopher Nolan's?
Let's see here. Batman vs. Superman. So he was up like
before
in the considering
Affleck.
Before. Yeah. Meh, I could probably kind of see it.
Right, but he was probably...
Oh, he passed on it, and that's when they went with Affleck.
Oh, okay.
So, damn, he could have definitely been Batman. I don't know. I think Cable's more suited to him, especially looking at the picture they're using here.
Plus, Josh Brolin already had Thanos.
Mm-hmm. All right. Apparently, Bond was up to play Batman at one point.
Daniel Craig, really?
No, Pierce Brosnan.
Oh. That must have been about the Val Kilmer time.
Let's see here. No.
George Clooney?
Looks like he was actually considered for the first time around.
Oh, when he was Remington?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they wanted him in 89. That would have been interesting, but I'm glad they got Keaton because...
Right, because I don't know if I've ever actually seen Pierce Brosnan do anything besides a British accent.
Ooh, that would have been rough. Whoa, go back. William Dafoe.
As what, the Joker?
Was considered for... Oh, okay, wait. No, he was actually up for Batman.
What the fuck?
Also with Keaton?
In 89, yeah.
Okay. Back then, he wasn't as terrifying looking. So that's why he was a perfect Green Goblin. But, you know, hey, look, he found his way into a superhero movie anyway.
Yeah, but no. Well, he's in another one, too, because he's in Aquaman.
Oh, he's going to be in Aquaman? Yeah. That's nice.
And I think he also has a small part in Justice League as well because of it.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm definitely glad that one did not happen because I don't think that would have been as good of a movie with him. What about Johnny Depp for Batman Forever?
He was going to be the Riddler. He was going to be the Riddler. I guarantee he was going to be the Riddler.
No, these are all for Batman.
Oh, for Batman?
Yeah, literally. Everybody I've said has been up for Batman.
Oh.
Yeah, so he would have been up for Batman and Batman. Or he was up for Batman and Batman Forever. They would have had to do a lot of upward angles.
Right? He's like, I learned how to walk on stilts for this movie.
I mean, I don't doubt he could have pulled it off.
No, of course not. Johnny Depp will commit himself to any role.
Oh, yeah, he could have.
Johnny Depp, they told him when he was young he could be anything, so he said, I'm going to be everything.
I think I would have much rather seen him than George Clooney or Val Kilmer.
Oh, man.
Who? Another rough one, I think. Colin Farrell.
Wow.
Was up for Batman vs. Superman.
Really? So Reese? No, he can't be Bullseye then Batman. It just doesn't work.
Oh, wait, sorry, I read this wrong. They were originally going to do a version of Batman vs. Superman before Batman Begins.
Okay, I gotcha.
And so, yeah, it would have been back then. Yeah, no, I don't see it either. And Ryan doesn't get an opinion, so fuck it.
No.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, wow. For
Batman Begins.
No, I still don't see it. I see him auditioning, but I don't see it.
Right. I'd have to hear his Batman voice first.
It probably wasn't all, where is the Bob, swear to me?
And then this one I knew, Armie Hammer.
Oh. That's more recent, though.
Kind of. He was up for... They were going to do a Justice League movie back before the writer's strike happened. And then when that happened, that just pretty much killed it.
Well, yeah, whatever.
But yeah, it was even going to be directed by George Miller.
So yeah, that that's right. That was the big news movie. About that act.
Oh, Ryan, get back in here. Hurry. We'll come back to that one. Heath Ledger, ironically, was up for Batman.
Wow.
He was up for it for Batman Begins. Yeah, no, I definitely don't see him so much as Batman, but definitely Joker. Hey, look who else was up, Ryan. Ethan Hawke. Ryan's lookalike. Not so much now. Now he looks like he got AIDS and got sick.
Who, Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, look super at this picture skinny. Here.
Yeah, like Tom Hanks in that movie.
Wait, he was up for Batman Forever.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was a thick rubber suit back then. I don't know how you say his first name. Is it Cillian?
Yeah, I think it's like Cillian Scarecrow. Murphy. Yeah, the guy who played Scarecrow. Wow.
And he as well was... So basically they took everybody that auditioned for Batman in Batman Begins and put them in different roles throughout the series is what this is looking like.
Well, and if you haven't noticed through every... That guy is in it.
Yeah,
that guy's
true.
In every single one of them.
Yeah, so I guess that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, I don't see him as Batman. I definitely... No shit.
Bill Murray.
Murray.
Yeah. What? They wanted Bill Murray for the Michael
Back
Keaton Batman.
Back in 89. Yes, fucking Murray? Really?
That
would have been great.
That would have been a completely different movie.
It would have. It very well would have.
Wow.
They just thought he portrayed the Bruce Wayne character better.
But yeah, I couldn't see him pulling off any of that Batman shit. He complained about wearing a proton pack.
Yeah, and I can't imagine a Batman with widow peaks.
Well, you don't see that. But yeah, he complained about
Bruce
wearing
Wayne
the proton pack. You really think he would have jammed himself into that suit?
Well, exactly. And can you imagine that scene at the...
action scenes would have been hilarious.
Well, yeah, just imagine the scene at the end of Batman Returns where he pulls off the mask and it's all like, Bruce Wayne, why are you wearing Batman's suit? He would just be like, guys, what are we doing? Come on. Dude, yeah, I know a great place around the corner with some great cocoa. Let's go. He would have nothing serious to say after that. Not just like, Penguin, no. You know?
Oh, shit. What are you doing over there? You're on a fucking phone call in the middle of a podcast?
Well, it was important.
The fuck kind of asshole does that?
We should probably bring this to a close anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean's got to get to work. He's actually already supposed to have been there. Real quick, I think we're going to close this out with the mentioning of we lost Ralphie May this past week, which fucking sucks. Sean, don't worry about trying to pull it up. I'll just put it in later.
Oh, okay.
No, I never got a chance to see him live.
Really? Yeah, I wanted to so bad. He was hilarious.
Yeah, I wanted to play a little snippet. But
yeah, just send me the link for it and I'll put it in here at the end so you guys can enjoy a little bit of Ralphie May. But otherwise, I know they have several of his specials on Netflix, so go watch those. I did the night that he passed.
They're all pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. And they just kept getting better. So,
yeah. Until next time, guys, keep it nerdy.
It took him 25 minutes to brew up enough Cuban coffee to fill 16 ounces approximately. Okay. Yeah. At a cost of $58, by the way. I found that out the hard way. That's a little sticker. And apparently this is close to 84 shots of it. I should have known something might be wrong. Change color. That's a bad sign. And I drank that cup of coffee. Took me like 30 minutes. It was the most amazing cup of coffee I've ever had in my life. Oh, my God. For that 30 minutes, I could see into the future. It was amazing. I felt so alive. I put that cup of coffee down, crapped my pants. I filled my britches all the way. I literally dropped it like it was hot. There wasn't even no prelude to it. There wasn't a, Nope, just deuce. Or as they call it, dose.